At this early stage is basically that the road around the hotel is closed around the railway, so that's the Irvinstown Road, and police are asking motorists to find an alternative route. But the hotel closed in 2013 and it's been boarded up and derelict since then, and it has been the subject of antisocial behaviour and previous fires, but this has been the most serious incident, and thankfully nobody as yet, or that we know of, has been injured, and we don't know the actual cause of the fire, but it's a sad sight for Enniskillen. You know, it's a landmark hotel, or it was a landmark hotel in the area.
And do we know at this stage if nearby buildings have been damaged due to this substantial blaze?
We don't know. There is an art gallery and a bookies beside it, but we don't know if the fire has spread yet. Hopefully not.
You did touch on that we obviously don't know the cause of the fire. An investigation presumably will be launched this morning and this afternoon to determine that. But you did allude to that it has been a place where antisocial behaviour has happened in the past.
Yeah, unfortunately, as I said, the building has been derelict since 2013, and some antisocial behaviour has happened at the site, which is sad. You know, many people have many happy memories of the railway hotel, so it's sad that this has been left this way and allowed to happen.
And quite a shocking scene, I'm sure, for a lot of people in the local community of Enniskillen to wake up to this morning.
It will be shocking. You know, it happened, it was reported at around 5 a.m, but this is one of the main routes to many of the schools in Enniskillen, which is concerning. You know, young people going to school this morning and watching this, it would be quite scary, and it's a very busy route, so it would cause a massive disruption in the town this morning too.